So if there is any question, please do ask. Otherwise, we'll have to sit in silence. And we expect much from you, Kevin.
Does it only have to be about Baba?
What else is there? Is there anything about the world you mean to say?
Well, suppose one thinks about Baba as much as he possibly can, but something happens unconsciously, where a bad action happens unconsciously. How does one rectify that?
Well, simple thing is that knowing fully well that he is the one who is compassionate. And the only thing that he has told us is that you shouldn't dwell upon your frailties or your weaknesses. Know well that it is his compassion that makes you aware that you have fallen, you have faltered. So remember that he is the one who always forgives. On condition that you remain determined, that you would keep away from such an action again.
But the action...
And if it happens again, then again, if you are reminded of it, become aware of it, so that Baba implore him for his help, and so forth. Never dwell upon your weaknesses. It says if you harbor guilt, you dwell upon your guilt, then you belittle my compassion. The moment you feel that there is guilt in you, know well that it is his compassion that is making you aware of it. So don't dwell upon it, but rise above it. And you know, habits are habits. It seems that it's very difficult to get out of the grip of habit. But you have to struggle and get loose from your habits. It's a worse shackle than the shackles that are put on criminals. So try your best to get out of it. You have heard of Houdini?
Mm-hmm.
So learn the art, you see.
Baba's Mandali member, Kaikobad.
Yeah.
And that he had all these wonderful visions and experiences. We wondered whether or not Baba ever indicated whether or not Kaikobad was on some higher plane of consciousness than the rest of his followers to have all those kinds of experiences and so intensely.
Baba never indicated that whether he was on any plane or anything of the sort. But there is a very humorous little episode in connection with his experiences. He would time and again tell Baba about it. He would say that there is a switch there here somewhere that when it is put on, I begin to see all sorts of colors and things and inside the circle you appear and all that sort of thing. So Baba would nod his head and smile and all that. He would continue to remember me. And he being of the priestly class, he was from the high priest family. Zoroastrian high priest. And what's their duty and job? To pray all the time for the Zoroastrian community, isn't it? So when he came here, there was no other duty given to him except to repeat Baba's name. That's how it was, and he enjoyed that, and he repeated 100,000 times a day. That's how it was. And after some years, he started having these little experiences that he called them experiences. And Baba would hear them and say, pay no heed to these experiences. The important thing is that you remember me. Don't get yourself involved in it. Don't get yourself lost in it. He understood that, because Baba always used to impress upon us that all the things that you see on the planes, even in the planes of involution of consciousness, is nothing but illusion. This is also an experience here, that I see you as I see you. You see me as I am, in the gross form. These are all things, but this is false illusion. On the planes that you see, the experiences you have of the different spheres and the worlds inside the spheres are real illusion. That's how Baba would say. But it's illusion. So now coming back to the little humorous thing that did occur. I don't know whether you all have heard the name of Kirpal Singh. Have you heard of Kirpal Singh? Yeah. He was a master, spiritual master. He still has his followers. He has died, of course, long back. He has his ashram in North India. And he loved Baba intensely. I have great reverence for him and respect for him and adored him as the great one. So Kirpal Singh would come to Baba every now and again. One day it so happened that Baba had sent me to Kirpal to on a tour of India to contact these masters and saints. Not the perfect masters, spiritual masters and the saints, known saints of India, and give them a little message from him that you all are my beloved children, I love you all, try to love me and remember me and all that sort of thing. So I went, and one of the persons that I had to contact was Kirpal Singh himself. Because he was a master in his own right, spiritual master. So I went there. And when I went there, there was a large congregation. He sat on a dais and people around him were there. Are you comfortable, Marty?
Yes.
Okay. Otherwise, you can take one of these. Support.
Sure.
Baba wants you to feel at home, you see.
Yeah.
There you are. Now I feel at home myself. So then what happened is that naturally when I went there, I couldn't disturb because they had all the following, they sat there with closed eyes and in silence. I didn't know what was happening. I had seen Kirpal Singh myself many times with Baba, but never with his followers. So after a while, after some half an hour or so, he clapped and all became alert and opened their eyes. I says, those who have had any experience, inner experience, come and report to me. I'm just wondering what sort of inner experience these people must have had. I'm waiting for somebody to go approach him and so forth. Nobody seemed to go to him. So now it's time for lunch, let's go. So I stood up, I went towards him. I said, Kirpal Singh, oh, he said, Jairaj, you have come. He knew me by my name. You have come? I said, yes, Kirpal Singh, I've got a message for you from Baba. What is the message? I said, it's best that it's a personal thing. I'll let you know where you're going now. He said, come with me to the chamber. So I went there and I told him, gave him the message and all that. And there were a couple of close ones of his. They were trying to serve him his lunch and all that. preparing to serve. So he says, you know, Eraj, you know that I have just returned from my tour in the West in America. I said, yes, Kripal Singh, we have heard of her. He said, I've met very beautiful souls who are lovers of Meher Baba. And they told me that. And I asked them about whether they had any inner experience. And nobody seemed to have any inner experience. Why not? Baba should give them inner experience. I said, you know, Kripal Singhji, Baba doesn't encourage us. On the contrary, he wants us to keep away from such things. Doesn't want us to involve. No, no, he says, they should be given. Tell Baba to give. How can I tell Kripal Singhji when Baba has himself discouraged us from it? So one of the messages, one thing in the message was that he was told to visit Baba on a certain day. So I told him that now you will be going to Baba. Why don't you tell directly? It will help us also, because you say that it's a good thing. So he says, oh no, yeah, it is a good thing, he says. It's like pep pills on the path. So I said, well, wonderful then. Why don't you remind him about it? When you go there, you tell him on our behalf. But you see, wonderful. The thing about him is, something is there, when I sit in his presence, I always forget. So I said, I will remind you. I will be there. So I will remind you. It's all right. And that's how he said. Then he ordered his followers, you know, to give me good lunch and all that sort of thing. And we ate lunch and everything. So while the persons who were serving lunch to Kripal Singh had overheard the conversation, so one of the ladies, who was, I think, a wife of a colonel or something like that, so she tells me, I said, you have come from Meher Baba? I said, yeah. So it would be a good thing to have inner experiences. See how our master gives inner experiences and we flourish on the inner experiences and all that. I said, yes, what you say, what your master has told me now also is something good. That's what he says. It must be good. But the trouble with us is, you know, Baba has told us that these are like trinkets. To calm down children in tantrums. And we are grown-up children around him, you know. So we cannot be satisfied with celluloid dolls and playthings. We need real beloved. We cannot be pacified by saying that, here, you play with this doll. We want a real doll to play with. And nothing was said. So this is the conversation we are having. So I had my lunch, I thanked them and all that. And then I asked him for leave and I left. And I reminded him about the particular day and the time and all that. And keep to that timing, Kripal Singhji, because Baba is in seclusion and in spite of it, he has invited you, come there. So now the day has come. And he comes, and Baba is in seclusion, and it is at a place near Pune called Satara. He came with a few followers, half a dozen followers in a car. And I informed Baba, and Baba asked him to come inside. He bowed down to Baba, embraced him, made him sit down and all that. Okay. And then Baba inquired about his trip to the West and this and that and all that. And he would always sit quietly, you see, before Baba. Only when Baba would interject something about it, and he would answer. And that's all. That's finished. And then Baba says, now it's time that you should leave. I'm happy to see you and all that. So I go forward. I'm sitting by his side to interpret his gestures. I said, inner experience. and Baba says, what is it? What are you telling him? I said, nothing. He wanted me to remind him of something. What is it? So very shyly, he says, I was telling Yuvraj the other day when he came and met me there, that when I went to the States, that I met quite a few people who are your lovers, Baba. They call themselves lovers. And I asked each one of them whether anybody had any inner experience, and nobody seemed to have. And so I told Yuvraj that it would be a nice thing for Baba to give inner experience to the lover, his lover. But Baba says, but that's your portfolio. You have to give it. You have met men, you are there in the office to give inner experience, so you give them. It's your portfolio. I don't have any. I'm not assigned for giving inner experience. I can give only one experience, and that experience is the final and total experience of who you really are. That's my grace. Okay. Yeah, now I remember one thing, Baba says, as if he remembered. You know, I have one of my lovers, you know. Oh, yeah, every now and again he repeats to me his inner experience. I'll take you to him. You exchange your diaries with him about inner experience. So thus saying, he took Kripa Singh's hand. He himself got up and led him to the room where Kekobad was repeating the name and sitting there. So I followed. And Baba gestured and I interpreted. I said, here is Kripal Singhji, the master, spiritual master. And Kekobad Baba wants you to exchange your experiences with Kripal Singh, who is also a master who gives inner experiences to his followers. And thus saying, Baba turned his back and left both of them there. And he came out from the room. When he came out, the followers who were there, Kripal Singh's followers, half a dozen of them, Baba went and sat on the steps of the bungalow, and they all came and surrounded him. And Baba inquired of them what time they left and this and that, and anything and everything about it. Did you all have your breakfast? What did you have for breakfast? And this and that and all that. What sort of taste do you have? What sort of taste? Do you like spices? Do you like salt? There's nothing about God or realization or anything else. And they enjoyed it because of the great humor and all that sort of thing. And half an hour must have passed by, more than half an hour, I should say. And all of a sudden, they both sailed on, and came there in swift steps, both hand in hand. And Kripal Singh comes and folds his hands towards Baba and says, I have heard this person's inner experiences. They are unique. I don't know, but they are really unique. He sees them all the time. Also, I don't know. He tells me every now and again, and I don't know what it is. You must be knowing it, but I don't know anything of that sort, this sort of experience. You see, that's how it is. What can we do? There are many such experiences. And then Baba says that the only experience I give is to realize oneself, to become God, is the only and final experience. And that's how. Then the followers pressed Baba for a film with Kripal Singh hand in hand, walking on a long stretch of veranda there. And they filmed Baba. And that's how it was. So that's the importance Baba has given to inner experiences. What do you guess from it? Is it important? Or is it grapes are sour for us? Sour grapes.